July 27, to which party do you belong? Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. The truth, to be genuine in its influence on the human heart, must be acknowledged before the universe of heaven, before the worlds unfallen, and before men. Let no one entertain the idea that he may work out his own salvation or receive the smallest spiritual blessing which the gospel offers by stealth. The Lord calls for open, manly confession. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Isaiah 43:10. Nothing can be effectually gained in advancing in the knowledge of God and our Savior Jesus Christ until the unbelieving one, longing after Christian excellence of character, shall become, as God has intended, a spectacle unto the world, to angels, and to men, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. When one places his feet on the solid rock, Christ Jesus, as his foundation, he receives an endowment of power from the source of all knowledge, all wisdom, and spiritual efficiency, that all may know to which party he belongs. Commandment keepers or commandment breakers, the banner of Prince Emmanuel that floats over his head will not fail to clear away all uncertainty and give all to understand that we keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ possesses a constraining power. When Jesus was asked the question, "Art thou the Son of God?" he knew that to answer in the affirmative would make his death certain. A denial would leave a stain upon his humanity. There was a time to be silent and a time to speak. He had not spoken until plainly interrogated. In his lessons to his disciples, he had declared, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." When challenged, Jesus did not deny his relationship with God. In that solemn moment, his character was at stake and must be vindicated. He left on that occasion an example for man to follow under similar circumstances. He would teach him not to apostatize from his faith to escape suffering or even death.